This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The White House and President Biden say there will be a response for those responsible for a drone attack that killed three U.S. soldiers at a base in the Middle East over the weekend.
We do not seek another war. We do not seek to escalate. But we will absolutely do what is required.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby talked to reporters late Monday saying the president will make the decision when the time is right. And not a moment before, the U.S. says an Iran-backed militia group launched the deadly drone attack, injuring several dozen more U.S. service members at a base in Jordan last Saturday night. U.S. central bankers will meet in the Federal Open Market Committee beginning today, kicking off the group's first meeting of the year. Following the two-day session, analysts believe key U.S. interest rates will likely remain unchanged. At the same time, a rate cut in March is still considered a possibility, if not a likelihood. The Biden administration is urging House Republicans to support the forthcoming bipartisan border deal expected from the U.S. Senate.
The bipartisan agreement that they're coming forward with are things that House Republicans have said over and over again, this is what they want to see.
This follows House Speaker Mike Johnson's recent remark that the deal is likely to face opposition in his chamber, citing its perceived inadequacy. President Biden asserted that the evolving agreement represents the toughest and fairest set of reforms for securing the U.S. border. I'm John Schaefer.
Former South Carolina attorney Alex Murdaugh will not get a new trial over the killing of his wife and son. The convicted killer is found guilty by a jury back in March of last year, but his lawyers have claimed the court clerk for Colleton County tampered with the jury. Murdaugh received two consecutive life prison sentences for the 2021 killings. This is USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
House Republicans are poised to push ahead with their impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. GOP lawmakers blame him for the nation's difficulties at and involving the southern border. Texas Republican Mike McCall on with Fox News this week.
That is a dereliction of duty and breach of the public trust. It is sufficient to impeach.
Impeachment has been defined as involving high crimes and misdemeanors. A decision in former President Donald Trump's civil fraud trial in New York might be reached as early as this week. State Attorney General Letitia James is hoping a Manhattan judge will mandate Trump pay a fine of $370 million in her case against the former president. She alleges that Trump falsely inflated the value of real estate to secure more favorable loans. An explorer has found a plane that has been missing for over 80 years.
A South Carolina-based ocean exploration company thinks they may have found Amelia Earhart's missing plane. She was trying to become the first woman to fly completely around the globe when she disappeared on July 2nd of 1937. She was last seen in Papua New Guinea and disappeared near Howland Island in the Pacific Ocean. Deep Sea Vision's CEO Tony Romeo said he plans to return to get clearer pictures and hopefully solve the mystery.
USA's Corey Myers. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. We're live here in Las Vegas, Nevada for the 2024 SHOT Show. And with us right now is Daryl Issa, the American businessman and politician serving as the U.S. representative for California's 48th congressional district. Congressman, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, good to be on and good to see this exciting show. You know, we're coming off of a little bit of a tough year for a lot of our manufacturers, but they're, you know, election years do bring out the customer.
Exactly. Well, you know, and you're exactly right. The energy here is really positive. When I've walked the floor in the last couple of days, this place is open for business.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of innovative designs. Every one of them probably banned in California, most banned in New York. But for 48 of the states, more or less, there's some really good new technology, and I saw an awful lot of shotgun activity that really is exciting. But, you know, there's also the recognition that we're in wars around the world, and many of those wars are bringing people here. Mm-hmm. So, you know, one of the things that I'm hearing from my constituents, I have 55 miles of the Mexican border outside San Diego. Mm-hmm. One of the things I'm hearing is you can't bring 10 million people uncontrolled into the country and not have people want to be prepared to defend themselves against the kind of attacks we saw coming out of Gaza.
Exactly.
And so on. And so that sort of recognition that your government's not there for you right now is causing a lot of people to make some very smart decisions on self-defense.
Well, not to mention, Christopher Wray announces that, basically we're in a red alert, that the potential terror activity is at an increasing number.
The border is not secure. America's not secure. The world is not secure. That's where we are as we speak.
Mm-hmm. Well, and of course, a big controversy the last couple of days with what's happening in Texas and what Governor Abbott is doing.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I kind of predicted that we were going to have that. What I didn't predict was now that the administration has fought Texas doing the right thing that was working and won, but the administration, including our president, have now said the border's not secure and we're going to do something about it. Well, the first thing they should do is stop cutting the wire.
Exactly. Yeah, because, I mean, effectively, see, what people misunderstand, especially with the mainstream media, the way they present the narrative of the wire is to basically set up a perimeter and a gateway so that they can come in, the migrants can come in and be properly vetted, right? Or at least passed through the system.
Under the next administration, that might be what it's for. Under this administration, they consider it a nuisance because if they're going to bring in another 5 million before the end of this term, they need to hurry.
Yes.
Let's understand, and I think for your listeners, they already know it, this is not an accident. This is not some sort of anything except a planned attempt to change America with, if they get two terms, 20 million people. Mm-hmm. Not 20 million that stood in line, not 20 million that applied, not 20 million who told us anything about themselves before they got here. Mm-hmm. 20 million who showed up and got waved in.
Right.
And, you know, the numbers are heading toward exactly that if this is a two-term president.
Well, to me, which seems to be omitted, and we keep bringing up on this show, Congressman, is that these people are beholden to cartels. The cartels are controlling the border. How can these people have a fair shot at being successful in assimilating in this country when they have a chain around their leg and tied to the cartels?
Oh, absolutely. They're not only tied because of what they owe them in the way of money, but they're, you know, they're tied for the next family member. They're tied for their hometowns.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not just Mexican cartels.
Mm-hmm.
You understand there's been people from 140 countries. One of the ones that bothers me the most, Venezuela has basically opened their jails,
mm-hmm,
and pushed people to come here. The people coming in from that troubled country are disproportionately people we don't want, as are the Cubans coming. You know, the Cubans are not your typical Cubans. They're the ones that were let out of jail and told they could come to America, but if they stayed, they would be put back in jail. One of the things that gets me, though, of course, I've been at the border, at my own border in my district, and you're seeing, you know, military-age Russians, military-age Chinese.
Chinese, yeah.
What are these people coming for, and when they're paroled, what are they doing?
Mm-hmm.
That is a problem. You know, Bill, if I can just put it in perspective, because it also relates to self-defense. I was just in Israel. I was there at the kibbutzes that were overrun in Gaza. Now, every member, male and female, in Israel serves in the military.
Exactly.
They're all trained in weapons. But you know what happened? Those kibbutzes didn't have weapons.
Exactly.
There were a few outposts, and the Hamas terrorists, knew where the outposts were. They hit the outpost first, wiped out the few soldiers that were there. They were in twos and threes. That we're talking
right
about very small,
mm-hmm,
units. And that left these large, peaceful family units completely vulnerable. Over 1,000 killed, over almost 200 taken or missing at this point. And what we saw was, and they were a mile or so from the border. That could happen at any border as we speak today. That could happen at any time. And so, you know, we've never more than today, with millions of people that we don't know who they are.
Exactly.
You know, they paroled, you know, almost 8 million people. But how about every month, 100,000, 200,000 getaways, as they call them?
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason that real self-defense, real ability to protect your home, family, and those around you in the neighborhood has never been more important. And we're seeing it at the show. We're seeing people making, you know, some sporting decisions.
Yes.
But mostly they're making decisions about being able to protect themselves. It's the reason that we're seeing semi-automatic shotguns, weapons that can disperse people, not necessarily as lethally as others, but they can do something when you're being surrounded.
Well, exactly, because as you saw the aftermath, and we know from reports, when you have an attack like this, you know, that kind of event's measured in seconds. And the response by local law enforcement, they admit that it's about 15 to 19 minutes. Well, you know, and in some cases, the local sheriffs are encouraging the local people, yes, own a gun, be trained up. And that's the other thing, too, that people underestimate, is the level of responsibility of the gun owners here in America.
Oh, you're exactly right. You know, waving a gun is fine for the amateur,
yeah,
but
or throwing a gun in a trash bin like the president's son is a whole other case. That's, you know,
the challenge that I think, and you mentioned training, it's so important. If you're up against a hardened criminal, if you're up against somebody who's come with the intent to kill you or to make sure that they rob you or take your family hostage, I guarantee one thing: waving a gun isn't good enough. firing isn't good enough. You've got to be accurate.
Exactly.
And that does take training. It's one of the reasons that my state, California, it just infuriates me. They've made ammo unaffordable as best they can, unavailable when they can. But, you know, ammo has a very important use.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you train with.
Exactly.
And you've got to be able to get affordable ammo so that you don't just have a weapon, but you're trained on it, you're accurate on it, you're comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you figure if law enforcement, these statistics, in fact, I thought it was a little bit higher, but I was told here recently that in a combat or in a situation, a conflict situation, law enforcement's hit rate is about 14%. Okay, so if you're an everyday civilian and you're not practicing like law enforcement, you know, this is why we have to up our game, especially as you say, as danger is coming to be more, you know, more a reality. More from Congressman Darrell Issa after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He is Congressman Daryl Issa, and he joins us now. Of course, he is the California Congressman, 48th District, right?
48th District, which is basically from El Cajon all the way through to the desert, at the Mexican border, all the way up to the wine country in Temecula.
How cool is that?
21 Native American tribes, an amazing amount of backcountry, and it's one of the reasons that my constituents are so interested in the ability to defend. Even on a good day, it might take 20 minutes to drive there if you were already on the main road.
What's going on? I just got a report. Flooding in San Diego?
We had 2 inches of rain, and it came in a 24-hour period. It represents a lot of predictable flooding, but also a lot of deferred maintenance that has caused flooding. It's passed, and a lot of people are learning that they need to clean out their culverts. They need to do a lot of work. What's sad, though, Bill, and I know this is not the subject of the day, but what's sad is that amount of water all flowed into the ocean. We're terrible in California at dams and other things to keep that water and use it for later in the year.
Well, I was born and raised in California. The last 12 years I've been in Florida. So I've gone through the experience.
I'm shocked that you were an early adopter of get out of California now.
Well, while the U-Hauls were still available.
Well, they're available. They just cost four times as much when you're leaving California as if you're willing to take one there.
Well, I'll tell you what. I still have my four sons there, and so my heart's being drawn back. And in fact, after I leave Las Vegas here in the SHOT Show, I'm going to spend a couple of weeks and see them and the grandkids. So I'm looking forward to that. But
you know, it's a great place for the newlywed and the almost dead. I'm shocked that you're not moving back there now.
Yeah,
as a newlywed, I guess.
Yeah, right. Exactly. No, I'm fine right now. But I love Florida. But no doubt, I've seen the demography, and this is what you were suggesting. We were talking earlier how the demography of California has changed because of the open borders.
It's because of the open borders, but it's also because they haven't dealt with the fentanyl crisis. You mentioned it earlier. We are under attack. 100,000 plus young men and women, mostly, died last year of fentanyl overdose. Matter of fact, fentanyl is the number one killer of people between 18 and 40. It kills twice as much as any car accident. And by the way,
brought to you by the Chinese. Why are we allowing them to kill our citizens in conjunction with, of course, the Mexican cartels?
Follow the money, my friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Follow the money. But it is interesting that when we look at the amount of people, and this is a serious subject, it's one that the arms manufacturers take serious. You know, suicide by gun and other weapon of that sort is a problem. But the amount of people who commit suicide that are in connection with drug abuse, with depression, represents the majority of people who will kill themselves have drug and alcohol problems. And so when we look at the fentanyl crisis and we look at those 100,000, and then you look at the 30,000 weapon-related suicide, the one thing we're missing there is the connection. Take care of mental illness, take care of drug abuse, and you will, in fact, dramatically reduce more than taking away somebody's weapon, because ultimately, someone's decision to take their own life has nothing to do with how they do it.
Well, give people hope. As you know, when you have a government that is listening to the people and responding to them, I mean, this is amazing to me. We had eight just incomprehensible years under Obama. A lot of pain and suffering. He said 2% GDP, you're lucky if you get any more than that. When Donald Trump was talking more, he just said, the guy's a knucklehead. He didn't know what he's talking about. Well, and look what Donald Trump did with four winning years on behalf of Americans in this country. Jobs went through the roof, all across all spectrums, blacks, Hispanics. But I guess America got tired of winning and decided.
Well, I didn't get tired of winning, and I'm looking forward forward to winning again. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you mentioned Donald Trump. One of the things he did was he sealed the border. That allowed Hispanics and other people who were not making the kind of advances in America to have a fair chance to make those advances.
Right.
Their jobs suddenly, you know, the employers were recruiting people. They were paying bonuses to go to, for what had previously been entry-level jobs. And, you know, of course, they were also, America was becoming more efficient because of it. All that's gone away with this new administration. And it's one of the reasons I'm excited. I'm looking forward to President Trump coming back.
Right.
I'm also looking to it from a standpoint of the attack on the Second Amendment that I see here at this show. I'm a Californian. I want a president that will sign legislation that ties the hands of California and other left-wing states from limiting people's rights that the Constitution guaranteed them.
Amen. Well, as an entrepreneur yourself, a businessman, you look at this current administration, it's all about checking boxes. Merit is out the door. It's, you know, if you're a man and you wear a dress, if your pronoun is appropriate, we can check the box. You're part of the administration. I mean, it is, it's unbelievable to me after, you know, 3.5 years, and I sit there and go, can you tell me? I mean, you're there. Tell me something good about this administration that we're so, that the majority of Americans should be excited about.
They're leaving. Come on, Bill.
Good answer. Did I set you up?
You did. You set me up. But they've given us an opportunity. One of them is we've got a number of pieces of legislation that Speaker Johnson is helping us tee up to try to nationalize the protection of the Second Amendment, to eliminate this overregulation on the gun manufacturers. You know, if you want to design a weapon, do not let Sacramento do it for you. Trust me.
Oh, my God.
They don't want you to have it. They certainly aren't designing a usable weapon. And so, you know, we know that they won't be signed under this president, but we do know that they will be signed on day one under President Trump.
Right, exactly. And then we'll get back to energy independence. Imagine that.
Well, it's more than energy independence. We are in a war with Iran. We're in a war with Russia. We need to drive through our ability to export gas, natural gas, and oil. We need to drive down their revenue, and we can do that. It saves lives.
It's been done before.
It absolutely does.
Right.
And America can compete and help the rest of the world do that. So I'm more than just want energy independence. I want to go back to when we were exporting large amounts that were, in fact, making Russia not dominate Western Europe.
Exactly.
Making Iran not dominate whole regions of the world.
And also controlling, you know, China. We were getting $400 billion in sanctions that the Biden administration said, oh, we don't, you know, you don't need to do that anymore.
You know what's amazing is they're cozying up to China at a time when I was just looking at the drones that are hitting shipping in the Red Sea. The parts necessary to make those inexpensive ones that Houthis are doing are all coming from China.
Exactly.
And with their partner.
But I think their missiles, they're not loaded with water.
Yeah, no, they're not.
I mean, how embarrassing for President Xi, right, to find out his missiles? I mean, somebody sabotaged something over there that they didn't have fuel in them, they had water.
No, but here's a fact, though, that worries me, and it's one of the reasons that not just the weapons we see here, but the weapons that America needs to be able to make.
Mm-hmm.
For your listeners, the Houthis are firing a long-range drone that gets perfect precision. It can fly 2,000 kilometers, okay, 1,200 miles.
Mm-hmm.
It can deliver 100 pounds of explosive, and it costs less than $20,000.
Wow.
To shoot it down cost us $500,000 if we get it on the first shot. We are being swarmed by low-cost, high-accuracy, lethal weapons. America needs to be in the business of designing deterrents and responses that are affordable. And the innovators you see here are part of that solution. Last night I met with a number of gun manufacturers who are designing for the military. They're designing low-cost weapons that can shoot a drone down, gun to gun for the cost of a bullet, and we need to have those. So that's one of the other exciting things about being at the show. The show is filled with entrepreneurs, with inventors, with people who don't think like your big corporate bureaucrats.
Exactly.
And that's the only way we're going to have the kind of defense that we can afford.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been visiting with Congressman Daryl Issa, American businessman and politician, serving the U.S. representative for California's 48th congressional district. Daryl Issa, honor and pleasure to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. Thanks, kids. It's finally worth it.
And now get a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Find us at straighttalk.com. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only excludes taxes and fees.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
USA News Update. New details released about three U.S. soldiers killed in an enemy drone strike in the Middle East over the weekend indicates they were all part of the same Georgia-based military unit. The U.S. says an Iran-backed militia group launched the attack, injuring several dozen more U.S. service members at a base in Jordan late Saturday night. As many as 40 were hurt. The White House and President Biden promising a U.S. response, but no other details are being released about what that might look like right now. It's that time of year once again. It's tax time.
It's income tax season, and you can now start the process of filing your 2023 federal income tax return. Commissioner Danny Werfel of the Internal Revenue Service assures that efforts have been made to ensure a smooth and straightforward tax filing experience. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
February is Heart Month. And every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. We are live in Las Vegas at the 2024 SHOT Show, and with us right now is Austin Knutson, who's the Attorney General for Montana.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, how nice. I'm going to put my hand over my heart every time I say that, okay?
I require it of all my staff.
Well,
you
know, hey.
You don't have to.
No. But I'm happy to do that. I mean, I just feel like we've connected. I have visited Montana. I was telling Aaron that I love the state, and so
we're lucky to have it. Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Attorney General, let's talk about what's going on here in terms of these Democrat attorney generals and what they're trying to do in squashing access to ammunition.
This is a bad deal, Bill. I mean, if you're any kind of a shooter, you've used Lake City ammunition. They make a lot of 5.56, 223, 308. And the idea here, this is one of our nation's arsenal ammo plants.
Right.
They produce ammunition for our military. Because we need military readiness.
Yes.
Right? We don't want to get a situation where we get into a shooting war and we don't have enough ammunition. This country has
Joe Biden said we were running ammunition.
And then it's crazy world.
I know, it is.
But we've been here before, Bill.
Yeah.
We've gotten into shooting wars in the last 40 years and we haven't had enough ammunition capacity. Because you have to remember, it isn't like you can just flip a switch at these ammo plants and get them going.
Exactly.
You got to train people, you got to get components, mm-hmm. you got to get tooled up. So what's going on is there's about 20 Democrat AGs. They're screaming and crying in their Cheerios about dangerous military-grade ammunition being available to civilians.
Mm-hmm.
Because what Lake City does, if they produce surplus ammunition, they're allowed to sell it.
Right.
Because you and I pay for it.
Right, exactly.
The taxpayers
and this country. And what have they been doing this for, the last 60, 70 years?
Yeah, absolutely.
Something like that?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing new.
Right.
This is just the latest windmill that these Democrats are tilting at. It's a backhanded shot at gun control. They want to control the ammunition supply.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line. Ammo prices are through the roof as it is. You have a hard enough time finding .223 ammo. Mm-hmm. This is going to make it worse.
Exactly. Well, and the thing, as you say here, Austin, is that... civilians have been utilizing this, the cost of ammo, going up. But this is kind of an end-around game by these Democratic AGs, right?
It absolutely is. Look, these are people who cannot get their agenda passed in the halls of Congress.
Right.
Period. End of sentence. They can't go to the House of Representatives. They can't go to the Senate. They can't get their stuff passed through. So what are they going to try to do? They try to do it through the regulatory state.
Right.
They try to do it through ESG. They try to do it through garbage like this by pressuring the Army to take civilian ammunition off the market. If we can't control the guns, let's control the ammo.
So then we're going to go through this experience, shut it down. Of course, this is going to put Lake City in a tough situation. And then when we need the ammo, the shelves are empty.
And again, we've been here before. It wasn't that long ago. I think it was under the Bill Clinton administration.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We got into a shooting war, and guess what? Crap, we didn't have enough ammo.
Well, you remember in the transition, and I relate this story, is that, after 9/11, Bush W., he's president, and we're sending kids, to the Middle East, and the kids are sending letters back home saying, hey, can you go to Home Depot, go get me some sheet metal? And parents go, why? They go, well, we've got to reinforce the Humvees. Well, what are you talking about? I mean, they blighted the military, left the shelves empty, and it seems like the Democrats are notorious for doing that because, well, look what happened with COVID. Same thing. Trump goes to the cupboards. We don't have any PPE. Everything's been, sent over to China, and we're out of ventilators and everything. I mean, it's insane.
It is insane. And again, I mean, you said it before, but you're exactly right. I mean, President Biden has said, we don't have enough ammunition now. We can't produce enough mortar rounds. We can't produce enough gunpowder. Just as a reloader, I'm an ammunition reloader. I do this for fun.
Right.
I'm having a hard time finding certain powders, finding primers, finding components. And all shooters know this right now.
Right.
So to cut back even further on the civilian supply of ammunition, it's dangerous. It's crazy. It's gun control.
Yes, exactly.
So I and 25 of my colleagues, we got together, we fired off a letter day before yesterday, fired back at the administration saying, don't you dare do this.
Mm-hmm.
This is based on horrible ammunition. Pardon the pun.
Yeah, right.
It's based on bad intelligence. It's based on bad information. Mm-hmm. It's based on a hit piece from the New York Times.
Exactly.
This is just nonsense.
It really is. I mean, and going back to what you said earlier, could you imagine? I mean, here is the commander-in-chief in charge of the military telling the world we're out of ammo.
And let's cut it back further.
Yeah.
This makes absolutely no sense from a national security standpoint, from a military readiness standpoint. This is pure partisan politics, and it's absurd.
Well, and as you said, I mean, this has been the militarization of our government, regulation nation. When Trump came into office, he started out in 2016. He said for every new regulation, we were going to eliminate two. I think it got up to 20 that they were eliminating at one point. But then, 2020 comes along. Everybody is still in a quandary. It's a mystery. But anyway, we got the commander-in-chief and the president that we have right now, and everything's turned on its head. And Regulation Nation is back.
I knew that I would be spending a lot of time in federal court pushing back on the Biden administration when I got elected in 20. Bill, I had no idea we'd be doing as much as we are.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost a weekly thing that this administration is trying to shove through rule, and it's bad enough that they're not, you know, they're violating notice and comment process and the Administrative Procedures Act, but they're doing stuff that's just flagrantly illegal.
Exactly.
And they're doing it because, as I said earlier, they know they don't have the votes.
Right.
So they're going to try to shove it through some three-letter agency and hope that no one notices and hope that we don't punch back. Well, guess what? We're punching back.
So, I mean, for all the other good things that you would hope to accomplish as Attorney General for Montana, that has to be subordinated to, fighting off the Biden administration.
I have had to seriously ramp up my Federal Solicitor's Bureau. Just, I mean, for our little state, I mean, right? I don't have a big office. I don't have a ton of staff. But we've become kind of one of the leading states, and we spend a lot of time in federal court. And I've had to run all over the country and recruit conservative constitutional lawyers to fight back on this stuff. And the good news is we're doing it, and we're being successful.
Right. Well, that's great. How impacted is Montana being affected with the immigration and the open borders?
The open borders, it's absolutely the biggest security threat facing Montana. I think if it was any attorney general in the country, I don't care what party they're with, mm-hmm. they're going to tell you the same thing. Montana, we're a northern border state. We are absolutely inundated, Bill,
wow.
with fentanyl, meth, and it's all coming from the southern border.
Exactly.
I mean, that's not my political opinion. That's not rhetoric. That's law enforcement fact. We
right.
know where this stuff is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Our fentanyl overdose deaths up 1,700% in the last 3 years.
Amazing, yeah.
Our seizures are through the roof. The rise of fentanyl in Montana is just absolutely staggering.
How is this not at the doorstep of the Biden administration?
It is. They're just wanting to ignore it. I mean,
I know, but you got families. You got mothers and fathers whose children are dead because of the lack of vigilance
yeah.
and conviction to close the border.
Yeah.
I mean, this is all brought to you by the Biden administration.
Bill, I'm a tribal descendant. It broke my heart about a year ago. I spoke to a grandmother from the Fort Peck Reservation. That's where I'm from.
Mm.
She's raising two of her grandkids because both of her sons, in separate overdose incidents, died. She's now having to raise her grandchildren because two separate fentanyl overdose deaths.
Right.
That's one family.
Exactly.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. It's criminal.
Right.
Alejandro Mayorkas and Joe Biden have thrown the door wide open on the southern border. It's lawless. I mean, there's literally federal laws on the books.
Exactly.
That says you shall do X with an illegal alien.
Right.
And they're just ignoring it because they don't like it. You don't get to ignore the law.
Right. Exactly. And thank God for Governor Abbott and what is there, 24, 25 other governors who have
yeah.
linked arm to arm on this deal?
Absolutely. They're pushing back. Well, look, you have to. I can't imagine being Texas. I can't imagine being the chief law enforcement officer in a state like that, on a southern border state, where you've got lawlessness, rampant human trafficking, drug trafficking, a violent crime just pouring across that southern border.
Right.
And the federal government will do nothing about it.
Well, Austin, it's being reported that the cartels has a supply chain operation throughout every state. Our thanks to Austin Knutson, the Attorney General for Montana. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You got it.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
America, Bill Martinez here. We're at 2024 SHOT Show in Las Vegas, the number one industry show in the world, the third largest trade show in Vegas, and we've got Larry King with us right now, and it's an honor to have him here with us to talk about some great news about the Protect Liberty Pact. Larry, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having us, and I just would add the SHOT Show is the eighth largest show in North America.
So, it's just unbelievable, yeah, right?
It's enormous.
I was just reading something else. Something like 547 F-16 fighter jets on the floor.
Yeah, I mean, it's like about 14 miles of aisles.
Yeah.
It's 820,000 square feet. It is 2,600 exhibitors. If you went to every exhibitor in the show, you could spend less than a minute at each one.
Exactly. Yeah. I tried that, by the way, a couple of years back. I said I'd take the challenge, and I was worn out. I mean, there's just no way. It's just so massive. Larry's also the Senior Vice President of Government Relations for the NSF. And NSSF, yes, correctly. Yep. And Larry, again, congratulations on the show. This is awesome what you do every year.
Great, appreciate it. It's a great event for the industry. As you mentioned, it's the largest show of its kind in the world for the industry. Mm-hmm. So, and it's put on by NSSF, and it helps support the mission of NSSF to promote, protect, and preserve hunting, shooting sports and the Second Amendment. And, you know, my portfolio is to run the government and public affairs, so all the political stuff. And so one of the things we've launched here at the SHOT Show is the NSSF Protect Liberty PAC. Mm-hmm. And you find out more at a very clever website, protectlibertypac.com. And it's a super PAC, which means anybody can contribute to it, individuals, corporations, and they can contribute unlimited amounts. Mm-hmm. And while more is more, and I'll certainly happy to take big checks,
that's right.
Every dollar counts. Mm-hmm. So if somebody wanted to contribute $17.76 or $20.24, mm-hmm. that would be great. And so the super PAC was created because NSSF, you know, looked at the political landscape and what's going on in this country. And our beliefs, our freedoms, our liberties are under attack in this country.
Without a doubt, yes.
We are headed towards the path of socialism. You just look at the polling. America mm-hmm. knows we're on the wrong path. Mm-hmm. And, obviously that includes an attack on our Second Amendment freedoms and liberties and an attack on our industry. This is the most anti-gun administration in the history of our country. Worse than Obama, worse than Clinton, worse we've ever seen. And so, you know, in the past, you know, NSSF has been engaged politically for quite a while, but, you know, we had allies in the fight that used to bring resources to the fight, to the election, and, you know, they're not able to do that anymore because of their ongoing and, let's be honest, self-inflicted wounds. So NRA is not, you know, on the battlefield, if you will. So we need to replace those resources in order to protect our freedoms and our liberties. And that's why we launched the Super PAC, and we would encourage any freedom-loving American who thinks this country is headed down the wrong path, the path to socialism, that our freedoms and liberties are under attack. Mm-hmm. You know, our First Amendment freedoms are suppressed. We have the FBI investigating the Catholic Church. We have the FBI investigating gun sales and demanding information from banks and retailers about who bought guns. Mm-hmm. It's outrageous.
Well, and you got to know, Larry, that what you're doing here with the Protect Liberty PAC, that you're next. They're going to come
Absolutely.
After you.
They're already coming after us,
yeah.
Bill.
Well, they came at, you know, they went after the NRA. I mean, like you say, some are self-inflicted, but some, you know that,
yes.
That this has been orchestrated by a bureaucracy that's out of control.
Absolutely. This is a well-funded, coordinated effort by, you know, elitist liberals, frankly socialists.
Yeah.
We have a feckless president who's made the world dangerous. We're staring World War III in the face.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to be concerned about the border between Ukraine and Russia, which is important,
mm-hmm.
and ignore the millions of people that are pouring over our own border,
exactly,
including terrorists
mm-hmm.
that are walking over the border. We can walk chew gum at the same time, but they are purposely, they won't even call it a crisis.
Yeah.
So we need to change the direction.
Right.
We need to retake control of the Senate, for example, and there are, you know, not every race is competitive, but at the competitive races will determine who controls the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
The race here in Nevada, the race in Montana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, that will decide whether, you know, Chuck Schumer and his socialist friends and anti-gun folks will remain in power,
mm-hmm.
or whether we can restore our freedoms, our liberties, and protect the Second Amendment, and who controls the White House.
Exactly.
I mean, we need to send Biden to the dog track.
Yeah. Well, and people need to understand, I mean, what we've done is we've empowered this government with our taxes. They've used our money against us, Larry.
Yes. You look what's going on with ATF and their zero tolerance, trying to put dealers out of business. They're, you know, they're coming out with this engage in the business rule, which is, I think, very clearly unlawful. In order to impose universal background checks when it's been rejected by Congress, they want to seize your firearms. They want to prevent you from buying firearms you want that are protected under the Second Amendment. You know, so, you know, we need to make sure that the White House is controlled by a pro-freedom-loving American who will protect the Second Amendment. We need to make sure that the Senate is controlled by pro-liberty, pro-freedom, and pro-Second Amendment senators. And we need to make sure that the House remains in the control and has a strong you know, pro-freedom, pro-liberty, and pro-Second Amendment leadership and membership. So every penny counts, whether it's a dollar or $100 or $1,000 or $10,000. I mean, whatever you can do. If you believe, as NSSF does, that we are on the wrong path in this country and that our liberties are at stake, and we believe the future of our country is on the ballot, the future of our freedoms and liberties is on the ballot, and the future of the Second Amendment is on the ballot.
Without a doubt.
Don't sit on the sidelines.
Exactly.
Get engaged.
Over 62%, Larry, of Americans believe we're on the wrong track.
Yes, a clear majority.
So what are you going to do?
So we will use those funds. Yeah, what are you going to do? Are you going to sit on the sidelines, or are you going to get engaged? Mm-hmm. It's very simple. You go to protectlibertypact.com and make a contribution, and I promise you we will use those funds to make sure that pro-liberty, pro-freedom candidates are elected to the Senate, to the House, and the White House.
Well, the mission that the Pro Protect Liberty PAC has is quite clear.
Very clear.
And the evidence, the empirical evidence, is solid of what the left and what the Marxists have done to this country.
We worry about pronouns while millions of people pour across an open border that this administration won't even say is a crisis.
What good thing can you possibly, maybe help me out here, is there any good thing that has come out of this current regime that you can say, thank God Joe Biden's the President of the United States? I'm hard-pressed for it, Larry, and I'm not trying to be...
Can I get back to you on that? It's going to take a while.
Okay.
Think of something.
Well, I mean, you know, we've interviewed our audience, or we've gotten feedback from our audience, and they're, just like you, right now, the response is, you know, you pause and you think about it. You know, it's a respectful, intelligent question to ask.
Absolutely.
Right? I think it's fair. You ask it, and you go, I can't come up with anything. Our border's wide open. International standing is worse than... It was bad under the Obama years, if you remember. And we are fortunate that Donald Trump was able to turn things around so quickly.
Yeah, I mean, the world is a dangerous place.
Yes.
I mean, we are one miscalculation away from World War III.
Yeah.
There's a new axis of evil.
Yes.
I mean, we left how many hundreds of thousands of rifles and how many millions of rounds of ammunition on the tarmac at Bagram?
Unbelievable. Yeah, exactly. And then, as you mentioned, our open borders. I mean, it took 19 guys, terrorists, to take us down in 2001.
How many have walked across the border?
Yes, and these gotaways. This mysterious, you know, ghost-like gotaway number that they can't even tell you about, that Mayorkas says, oh, we don't have a crisis at the border.
It's worse than a crisis.
Yeah, it really is. And then look at the criminal rates that are happening across the country, particularly in blue states.
Yep.
Right?
With these, you know, failure to prosecute, what I, you know, soft on crime, I like to call them hug-a-thug.
Yeah.
DAs.
Hug-a-thug. I like that. I'm going to steal that.
That's all yours.
I like that. You know, Larry, you've had an incredible background and career and experience. I mean, here you were assistant district attorney in Westchester County, New York District Attorney's Office. I mean, yeah. You've had a fun ride, huh?
Yeah, it's been interesting. So, and I've been at NSSF now for almost 24 years. So
yeah.
It's fighting for freedom, fighting for liberty.
Yeah.
So I can't encourage your audience in more stronger terms.
Yeah.
You know, please get involved. Register to vote. Show up and vote. Go to town halls. Don't let the left silence you, which is what they want to do. I mean, you know, if you say, you know, men should not participate in women's sports, they try to silence you.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? They want to know what, they now want to know what you're buying with your credit card. So you used to have to worry about, you know, what's in your wallet. Now you have to worry about who's in your wallet.
Exactly.
This is all coming from the socialist left, and it's dangerous. And our liberties are being diminished, eroded, little bit by little bit, every day. And we have to stand up and push back and fight back. And you can do that by supporting ProtectLibertyPact.com.
Well, we have been insisting over the years, Larry, we must return to first principles. Those
Absolutely.
First principles were the founding principles that weren't about a party specifically. They were about this great American idea and all the values. And we need to re-embrace those, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Okay, we got less than a minute left. I'm going to let you summarize it and take it home. And again, remind everybody how they can activate their citizenship and protect their liberty.
You know, use your First Amendment rights. The Second Amendment protects the First Amendment. Register to vote. Show up and vote. You know, even if the race isn't competitive, it sends a message. You know, support candidates directly and support Second Amendment organizations. and you can help the Super PAC by just contributing whatever you're able to. You go to ProtectLibertyPAC.com.
Larry King with the Protect Liberty PAC, Senior Vice President of Government Relations for NSSF.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Honorary.